I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the item and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failure to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today, or before Council today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording of equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via IM feature so that we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. You're all very welcome to tonight's monthly meeting, folks, and there are a few special mentions I'd like to make this evening in my opening remarks. First of all, my thoughts and prayers, and I'm sure of those of everyone here this evening, are with Paul and Anne Greer and family and their son Daniel, who is suffering from leukemia and is in urgent need of a bone marrow stem cell donor match. Daniel and his family live next door to me. He's a lovely lad who's going through so much, and my heart goes out to him and his family at this very difficult time. However, we can all play our part in trying to secure a matching donor for Daniel. The Do It For Daniel campaign, which encourages everyone to register to be a potential donor, is gathering momentum across the globe. And I, along with over 9,000 people, registered online this week to see if I can be a match for Daniel or someone else with the same urgent need. I await my swabs in the post, as I'm sure many others across our district and across the world are this week, and they will be sent off in the hope of providing a match. I would therefore like to take this opportunity to encourage all of our citizens to register to be a potential donor in the hope of finding a match for Daniel. And I would encourage your colleagues, encourage our colleagues to continue to promote the Do It For Daniel campaign on your social media. I would ask all our citizens to reach out to family and friends across the globe and across these islands to continue to spread the message and get as many people as possible registered to help save this young lad, local lad's life, by registering at dkms.org.uk. And I hope that we will continue, and eventually the registration will continue at this rate, and hopefully we can find a match for Daniel. And I wish him and his parents and his family well in the weeks to come. There are also a few very special sporting successes I want to acknowledge tonight. Firstly, a huge congratulations to Dundrum Coastal Rowing Club, who were crowned Skiffy World Champions in the Netherlands this week. This is the third time in a row that the local club have taken the world title, and it's a truly remarkable achievement. I'd also like to congratulate Strangford Coastal Rowing Club, Arglass Coastal Rowing Club and Killalea Coastal Rowing Club, who all finished, along with Dundrum, in the top 10 of the championships, which shows that our rowing clubs in the Skiffy World Champions Championships are doing us all very proud. And I hope to recognise the success of Dundrum and the other clubs in the near future. I'd also like to congratulate two local young ladies who have done the district and their families proud in recent days, and they are Megan Hearn from Bessbrook and Rebecca Devlin from Hilltown, who both were medal winners at the Special Olympics Equestrian World Games in Berlin recently. Megan won a gold in working trials and a silver in dressage and a silver in English equitation. And Rebecca won a silver medal in English equitation and a medal for fifth in dressage and a medal for seventh in working trials. I had the privilege of meeting both girls to wish them well in the morning they headed off to Berlin. And they have come back home with a great haul of medals and done us all very proud. And I intend to recognise their achievements in the coming weeks. I also note that Downpatrick Tennis Club's 20th anniversary celebrations kicked off this week, and I wish the club well as they celebrate this milestone and hope to meet with the club soon and formally acknowledge their 20th anniversary. Also, this meeting marks a few changes that have taken place at senior management level within the council and will take place over the coming weeks. Tonight would have been Doreena Carvill's, our outgoing Director of Corporate Services, last council meeting. However, Doreena is on holiday at present, but before she finishes up, I want to formally acknowledge the huge contribution she has made in a key strategic role in council. Having worked closely with Doreena for the 2 years I was chair of SPNR committee, I saw it firsthand and was hugely impressed by her attention to detail and comprehensive awareness of governance and compliance issues. Our loss is very much the audit office's gain, and I've no doubt Doreena will thrive in her new role, and I'm sure I speak for all members when I wish her well for the future and thank her for her commitment to the council and professionalism throughout her tenure. We are also bidding farewell to Johnny McBride in the coming weeks. Johnny is moving on to Pastures New, and I thank him for his efforts in his recent acting up role as director and for previous roles in council. Johnny was always very approachable and always did his best to try and resolve what were at times difficult issues. I thank Johnny for his dedication and commitment and wish him well for the future. As a result, we look forward to welcoming our new Sustainable Environment Director, Andrew Castles, who will be joining us in the coming weeks. And I wish Andrew every success in his new role. And we also look forward to welcoming Josephine Kelly as our new Director of Corporate Services, who takes up her new role post-summer. And I'm sure we all wish her well and every success in her new role. And those are my opening comments. I'm just looking here. If we move on to
apologies. Can you see my hand up there, Chair?
Sorry.
Councillor Sergener, I think, was looking to make a comment, as was Councillor Andrews.
Folks, that has just come in there now. Sorry, apologies, a slight delay in my comments box. If you could put your comments in the comments box, please, folks, because it's difficult to chair with so many. David, if you want to go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, basically, I just want to say that the Scatrick team and the KLA team came second and 10th in the world rankings, and 90% of their members are in Welland. So, huge congratulations. And also to share the success of Dundrum being number one.
Okay, David, thank you very much. Terry, I'll bring you in, then I'll bring Charlie in, okay?
Thanks very much, Chair. I'd like to take this opportunity of congratulating Dundrum. No, whenever the highlight of my year was Delamont for the Skiffies finals, and it was very good to see all the different teams, you know, from the local area coming together at Strangford at Delamont, and also teams that would have come from across the water to take part, you know. And I've seen it firsthand over the years, the camaraderie and the sportsmanship, and you know, everybody got on so well together. And it's a great achievement for Dundrum. Congratulations, Dundrum, and also to Killalea and to Dundrum and to Killalea and the other teams who took part in such a prestigious competition and done so well. I'm proud of you all, and congratulations, and you've done the district proud. Thank you. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, and I take it that was it Charlie wanted to come in or Glenn? I couldn't hear properly.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, it was me, Chair. If you don't mind, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can, Charlie. Sorry, I can't see until somebody speaks whether they put their hand up or not. So if you could, if all members could go to the chat box.
Thanks,
go ahead, Charlie.
Just in your acknowledgement, would you acknowledge the feat of Cleary Shetland Football Club in Newry, who made a clean sweep of all competitions they entered for?
I will surely, Charlie. That's remiss of me. I actually had it on my to-do list, but not much coming at me in recent days. Certainly, I think their achievements have been astounding over the last number of weeks, the number of competitions that they've thrived in and won and been successful. And the club with a proud history in Newry, and I'm very happy to acknowledge that, Charlie. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Catherine.
Thanks very much, Chair. Sorry, and this is my fault. I should have sent you an email about this, Chair, but I'm sure you've noticed that Davy Morgan, who was a road racer, 52 years of age, unfortunately passed away in the Isle of Man TT Davy Morgan was a Sinn Féin man through and through. He was 20 plus years on road racing, and unfortunately there on the 7th of June he lost his life as he was on his final lap. So if you don't mind, and like I say, apologies, Chair, I should have popped you a wee email to draw your attention to this, but if you could just acknowledge the passing of Davy. He was very, very much highly thought of and loved, a part of the biker community as well. So thanks very much, Michael. That's great.
Yes, no problem, Catherine. I'm happy to acknowledge that. And Davy's name was a name, obviously, around the Greater Ballinahinch area where I'm from originally, that he had a great reputation as a superb motorsport icon in the area. And look, it's very tragic what has happened. It's a very dangerous sport. Look, my thoughts and condolences go to his family and the wide fan base that Davy would have had over the years. But I'm happy to acknowledge that, absolutely, and will include it in my thoughts tonight. Anybody else their own comments?
Chair, I just would like to be associated with Councillor Owen and with your own comments in relation to Davy Morgan, and deepest sympathy and heartfelt condolences to the family and to friends.
Problem, Terry. We then can we go through the apologies for tonight? I have apologies from Councillor Laura Devlin and Councillor John Traynor,
and Councillor Curry, Councillor Howell, Dorina Carville, and Connor Mallon.
Okay. Any declarations of interest?
Chair, Councillor Enright's indicating a declaration of interest.
Chair, there's a new policy for sports coming up tonight that puts water sports on the same funding basis as all other sports. I think it highlights that water sports are the third or fourth largest sport in each DEA in our council area. It's just that I'm a prominent member of the Strangford Club, rowing club. I'm still here in Holland, so I probably won't be able to vote for that. But it's management's as a management report, and it's basically putting water sports on the same funding basis as all other sports. So okay. I presume I'll have to recuse myself from that.
Okay, no problem, Cadogan. And congratulations on a great performance. And I'm sure there's some wild celebrations over there with all the local teams, as I've outlined at the start of the meeting. Well done to Strangford and all the other teams. Okay, if we get no other comments there. No other declarations of interest. Okay, if we move on to the action sheet, item number 3. And first of all, if we go through for accuracy, page 1, page 2, page 3. Okay, any matters arising? I'm sorry, I need a proposer and seconder for accuracy. Councillor Sharvin, proposing. Can I have a seconder, please?
Yes, Councillor Kern.
Councillor Kern, seconding. Okay. All right. Any matters arising? No matters arising. If you just bear with me, folks, this is difficult enough when you're doing it remotely. Okay. All right. No matters arising. Move on to item number 4, which is the council minutes of the meeting of the 6th of June. Go through them for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4. Page 5, page 6. Can we have a proposer? Proposed by Barrow Murray, Council. Seconded by
Councillor Andrews.
Councillor Andrews, sorry, there's two come up there at once. Apologies, folks, my system's running a little bit slow. Okay, any matters arising from the minutes of the last council meeting? No? Okay. We move on to item number 5, which is the minutes of the annual council meeting held on the 6th of June. And we go through that for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12, page 13, page 14, page 15, page 16, page 17, page 18, page 19, page 20, page 21, page 22, page 23, page 24, page 25, page 26. Can we have a proposer and seconder there? We have
Councillor McAteer and Councillor O'Murray.
O'Murray, okay, thank you. Any matters arising? No. Okay. Item number 6 of the amendments from the Enterprise Regeneration and Tourism Committee held on the 13th of June. And go through them for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10. Okay.
Lee Searchner and Councillor Burgess proposing and seconding.
Proposing and seconding. Any matters arising? No. Okay. Sorry, was there somebody who wanted to raise something there? No. No.
Okay. No.
Okay. Item number 7 is the minutes of the Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee meeting held on the 16th of June 2022. I'll go through them for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3. Page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7. And we have proposed by
Councillor Hanlon, and no seconder just there, Chair.
Someone the second.
Councillor Anderson seconded it in the room.
Seconded.
Sorry,
okay.
He's not in the committee.
Sorry, Council. I need somebody who's on that committee.
Councillor O'Murray.
Councillor O'Murray. Okay. And that's item number.
Then there's 6. A number of comments. One from Councillor Taylor.
Okay. Yes, Councillor Taylor. Yeah, go ahead. I can see the comments now. Yeah.
Yep. Thanks, Chair. Just in relation to the issue regarding the publication scheme, whilst I was at the meeting, I actually missed that part of the discussion. Just looking at some clarification regarding the Information Commissioner's Office. They've obviously recommended, you know, we obviously have to, you know, declare any, you know, gifts or hospitality. And it does recommend, you know, publishing senior officers' declaration of interest requests. But we have decided to go contrary to that, to continue it to be processed by the legal team. Is there any particular reason why we've went contrary to the ICO recommendation in this regard?
Yeah, that was actually addressed in the evening of the meeting.
Chair, what I said, Chair, is I wasn't there for that part of the discussion, so that's why I'm asking for clarification.
No, so, and unfortunately, just the person who dealt with it has been in the meeting tonight. Can I ask that be picked up separately? And if
necessary, I would like it just
if
for
necessary,
public.
Then we can raise it at the next SPNR committee in August. We can have that noted within the minute and consider
it. But the issue is, Chair, we've been asked to obviously approve this evening.
We could, if councillors are minded, we can hold it back until
just to get some clarification on it, because I'm not sure why, obviously, you know.
We can hold it back until the August SPNR.
Right. Sorry, Chair. Right. Well, Councillor Taylor, are you happy enough for it to be put back?
Yeah, just to get some clarification. So I missed that part of the discussion. It was just to get some clarification as to why, you know, we've went contrary to a recommendation by the ICO. So that's all.
Can I have a proposer and seconder then to defer it to SPNR?
Yes, I'm happy enough to propose that.
Happy to second.
Right, so who's proposed there?
I think proposer was Councillor Lewis and seconder Councillor Owen.
It was me, Catherine.
Okay, all right. Okay, David, you had a question?
Thank you, Chair. I want to ask for clarity around applications to the UK Levelling Up Fund round 2. And where the applications are due to close for this fund on Wednesday the 6th. And there are a number of worthy projects which councillors have suggested could be applied for with this funding, such as development of the Dunleith Park in Downpatrick or the Albert Basin Park in Newry. I therefore wanted to ask officers for an update on which projects they will be applying for and the process by which they decided which projects would go forward for round 2. Thank you.
Okay. My understanding is these have to be shovel ready funds as well. Maybe Mary, you can clarify on that.
Yeah, Chair. It was in closed session, I think, at the time, Sarah, am I right? But I can just clarify that there was discussion about this matter at the Strategic Finance Working Group. And it was at ERT as well. We are working with a consultant just on applications that are appropriate and that would be considered achievable through the Levelling Up Fund. The applications have not as yet been made. The Levelling Up Fund portal actually hasn't opened just as yet. And they are all connected to the Council's capital programme as well.
Okay, David, are you happy enough for that response?
Just a follow-up comment then. I feel that these matters should be discussed in public, and we'd appreciate that MDAVE officers are applying for tens of millions, so funding councillors should be made aware of what they're applying for. Thank you so much, Chair.
Yeah, and Chair, just to note, we do make councillors aware of what we have applied for, what we're applying for. We're continually applying for funds separate even from the Level and Up Fund. There'll be a report due back to the ERT committee, so that will be picked up then.
Okay, well, yeah, that will give clarification to those members in the ERT committee, which all members are entitled to attend if they wish, and also then the following up of that will come through to the main council meeting. Okay, Una?
Is it a question, or are you just proposing
the minutes?
It's Councillor Byrne is the next question.
Okay. All right. Sorry, folks. This is a bit erratic tonight. Councillor Byrne.
Okay. Thanks, Chair. I think it was the question went after. It was on the issue that David had raised. But I appreciate there's people in the chamber with the lights on as well. Just for clarity, for that coming back, that's been on because that was the proposal I was going to make. So I fully back what David had said. But I want it to be a paper coming back that's been outlining not just the recommendation of the IC at 2.4 to deviate from the ICO's recommendations, but the reason why, and also if any other councils across the north have deviated from that model publication scheme that the ICO had produced, if we could have that back in a fresh paper, not just the same paper coming back, because I had questioned it on the night. And to say, you know, that it was addressed in the night, it wasn't adequately addressed in the night. You know, time consuming is not an adequate address of why we deviate from that. So if we could have that back in a fresh paper to ask me, you know, I'd be happy with that. Can we clarify that that's what the proposal is and it's not just the same paper coming back?
Right, so the proposal is...
Chair, I'm happy to pick that up in the paper, no issues at all.
Okay. So it will come back to the SPNR in the form of a paper with in relation to the issues highlighted by Councillor Byrne included in that paper. Okay, everybody happy?
Yep,
okay, sure. Okay, Councillor Reilly. Henry.
Thanks very much, Chairman. Chairman, just on the Level and Up Fund, I think it's important to remember that anyone can apply for Level and Up funding, right down to an individual. If the scheme's good enough, they'll consider it. But my question, Chairman, was on the fair employment issue. There was a report came to council, and I was truly shocked by it, because if you look for 1922 or 2022 this year, even though the Protestant section of the community in Newry Mourne Down district is 24%, the jobs allocated to the Protestant community equated to 10%, whereas the Catholic community, that 72% of the district, got 88% of the jobs this year. Now, I'm at a loss how the council can justify that. And I want to know, is it that the Protestant community is producing very inferior candidates for job applications for the council, or is there a subliminal bias there towards the Catholic community? Because as a representative, I want to see fairness for all people. I don't care if you're black, white, gay, straight, Protestant, Catholic, I want people to be treated fairly by this council. And I do not believe that the Protestant community in particular are getting a fair crack at the whip, given those figures, which are horrendous.
Councillor Ray, is this related to the performance improvement plan element of it?
If you look through the SPNR, you'll find it there, Chairman.
So, Chair, this relates to the quality monitoring statements that the council...
Okay, Marie, do you want to come back on that?
Yeah, I think there's a comment from Councillor Murray as well. I don't know whether he wants to go before I comment.
Yeah, just if you don't mind. Just, look, Henry, I suppose there's a lot of factors that would need to be looked at for all councillors. You know, it'd be very easy to turn around and play a numbers game and to say the Catholic community and the Protestant community and people. We've no idea how many people from each sector are applying for jobs in the first place. You made a statement about producing inferior candidates, which I can't get my head around at all, because you would need to know the facts. You would need to know how many people are applying for the jobs, how many people are qualified for the jobs, how many people were interviewed for the jobs. It's a very simplistic and general way you're looking at it without us having full control of the facts. That's all I would say.
Sure. Will you let me come back on that? The figures are there for the number of applicants. In 2022, it was 24%, which roughly equates to the demographics of the district. And it was down as low as 12% of that 24. And in this tranche of employment, the application rate had actually dropped from Protestants to 16%. And I think that's the message getting through to the Protestant community: need not apply. And that's why this needs addressed. And we need to look at it seriously. Look, Sinn Féin always put their own spin on things. They can never accept facts when they're presented to them if it doesn't suit their narrative and their agenda. But certainly I don't think the Protestant community should be disadvantaged to that extent where they're only getting 10% of job opportunities. It's just not fair. And nobody can justify it, not even Sinn Féin. Thank you.
Okay,
sure.
Marie,
do you want to
come back on that?
Yeah, sure. Just to say that Newry Morning Down is an equal opportunities employer. We are acutely aware of the underrepresentation from the Protestant community in the council, and we, as part of our marketing, I suppose, around posts or jobs, we put in a narrative around we particularly welcome applicants from members of the Protestant community who are currently underrepresented in parts of our workforce. So the council are very proactively looking at that. There is a lot of detail around the figures, and I think it's probably important that you don't look at any figure in isolation. I would also just say to members that we comply with all equality regulations around employment as well.
Okay.
So that means we are getting inferior.
Sorry, Henry, I've let you in twice, and there's been a comprehensive response there. If you want to take the issue up with Marie beyond this, I'm happy for you to do that.
Chairman, could I propose that we have a meeting on this? I'm sure all the unionist reps would be very concerned about how this council, the direction it has taken in regards to fair employment. And I think that it would be useful to get a meeting with our equality people and the chief executive.
Sure, we have.
I'm happy to second that, Chair.
Sure, we have an equality forum. We can do some piece of work through that. But just to be very clear again, Newry Morning Down is...
There again, Marie, we can't just brush this under the carpet. This is an extremely serious case. You know, 10% of the population, 7 jobs out of 77. That can't be acceptable for any council. And, you know, you can say that we're applying for employment legislation. You know, it's a joke then if that's the case. There has to be fairness to all sections of the community.
Henry, I've allowed...
Sure.
More than sufficient time. I've allowed you in 3 times now. Marie has outlined that we take this back to the Equality Forum for further discussion. And there's been a proposal from yourself, seconded by Councillor Hannah, that we do that. Are we happy to move on? And are members happy enough for us to take it to that forum?
Chair, I would like to make a comment.
Yes, Councillor Taylor.
Yep, just following on from Henry's comments, sir, you know, there is obviously a piece of work required in respect of this. And I think the concerns that have been outlined are genuine concerns, and I think anybody would, you know, acknowledge that. So there is a piece of work required, and the Equality and Good Relations Forum is the best forum to do that, so be it. But it's something that does need to be addressed and looked at in more detail, because whilst obviously we have the figures in front of us, we need to go into more depth as to why there is that underrepresentation and continues to be underrepresentation, and try to get to the core of the problem as to where it lies and what we as a council can do to address that. So, you know, certainly the proposal and second has been made, and I would ask if that's brought forward to the next Equality and Good Relations Forum to allow us to initiate a discussion and move the issue forward.
Yeah, well, look, that's what the forum is set up to discuss issues and concerns of that nature. And as Chair, I believe that is somewhere that those discussions should take place. And I understand the concerns that have been raised. I think when we drill down into the detail, we may find there are numerous reasons as to why that underrepresentation has happened. But I think there's a body of work we can do to discover why this is happening and get to the bottom of it and try and address it as best we can. And I know that Marie and the staff at senior level will endeavour to follow through on that. So if we can work on that basis, that we take that back to the Equality and Good Relations Forum for further discussions and see how that evolves. Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
Councillor Sharvin, I think, is next. Chair.
Yes, Councillor. I kind of was Connacht, yes, Councillor Sharvin. Yes, go ahead, Councillor Sharvin. Apologies, folks, there's been a bit of a delay in my comments box here, so it's sort of jumping about all over the place.
Chair, that's why I'm sort of just keeping
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm very grateful if you keep me right, Marie. Because
no, Chair, it's okay. Yeah, the comment I was going to make, you summarised it pretty well, so I'm happy enough to move on.
Okay, glad to get the consensus. Okay.
Should question then from Councillor Casey.
Councillor Casey, Charlie.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I don't believe for 1 minute that this council would operate discriminatory practices. Can we just get a comparison? If we're doing that, the job of work, get a comparison across all the councils when we're at it, Chair.
At least we can pick that up through the forum.
Yeah. Like if that can be all part of the data and information gathering that we would need as part of that process. So I believe that would be given. Okay, we have a proposer in Councillor Hanlon, it seems a lifetime ago, Councillor Hanlon proposed the minutes SPNR and seconded by Councillor McGuinness. Okay, happy to move on.
It was Councillor Murray who seconded it.
Councillor Murray, sorry. Okay, all right, thank you. I move on to item 8, which is the minutes of the Active and Healthy Communities Committee meeting held on the 20th of June. We'll go through them for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4. Page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11. Okay, for accuracy.
By Councillor Sharvin, need a seconder. And seconded by Councillor Lewis.
Councillor Lewis, okay, thank you.
You could comment, Councillor O'Hare, Chair.
Councillor O'Hare, Jerry.
Yes, thanks, Michael. I just want a wee bit of clarification on the Hilltown Pump Track site. At the last HAC meeting, I think her name was Cara Lynn from Outdoor Recreation, and I was saying the site wasn't acceptable. I was talking to Philip Weston, and he was saying there was a survey done. There was 247 people completed the survey. 99% was positive. Where the site is at behind Ardmore Park, 99% of the residents wanted it there. So I've asked Paul and Cara O'Lynn, I think her name's Cara Lynn, to come back to me what the reasons why it wasn't accepted there. So could you give us some clarification on that, some of you, please? Yeah. Thank you, Chair.
Michael, are you on the call?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Chair, the councillors. Quite right. On the evening, Carolyn Ferris, who was presenting the work that she's undertaken on the SLA to date, stated that there was an issue with the consultation. I this is news to me if it's 99%. So I note that the councillor says he's already reached out to Carolyn and Paul. So I will endeavour to follow up on that tomorrow, and we'll get something brought back to the next AHC committee, and I'll update the councillor as soon as I can once I get the information off Carolyn.
Jerry, happy enough for that?
Yeah, sound enough now, Michael. Cheers.
Okay, no problem. And no other comment? Oh, sorry, Councillor Lewis.
Sure.
Question?
Yes, thank you, Chair. At that last AHC meeting, I had proposed that we write to the executive office reference a £350 thank you payment for families who's hosting Ukrainian families due to the fact that the next meeting is not until August. If we receive a reply on that, would it be an idea to ensure that that's sent around AHC members?
Sure, we can certainly do that if we receive a reply. Yeah, no issues.
No problem. Okay. Well, those minutes were proposed by Councillor Sharvin and seconded by yourself, Alan. Okay.
It's grand. Thank you.
Right, we'll move on to item number 9, with the minutes of Neighbourhood Services Committee meeting held on the 22nd of June 2022. We'll go through them for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8. Page 9, page 10, page 11, and page 12. Okay.
Proposed by Councillor McKevitt, seconded by Councillor Stokes.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Proposed by Councillor McKevitt, seconded by Councillor Stokes. Councillor Andrews, you have a comment?
Yes, I have indeed, Chair. Thanks very much. In relation, I know over this past few weeks we've had difficulties with bin collections in the down sector. And at this juncture, I'd like to thank our crews who are on the front line for doing such sterling and doing excellent work, especially in the most trying circumstances. And I'm just wondering, is there any update on the arrival of new vehicles? I know I've campaigned and lobbied manager time for revision of new bin lorries and vehicles for this department, and I'm just wondering, is there any update on the delivery of new vehicles, to replace any aging fleet? I'd be grateful for an answer, but again, I know thank you our industrial group for the hard work that they do and providing the first class service to the best of their ability.
Okay. Marie,
yeah, sure. So members will be aware there is a significant number of new fleet on order. Unfortunately, it takes quite a considerable lead time to build a bin lorry. I will get, I'm not sure of the actual details of when the first deliveries will take place, but I will get Andrew Castles to pick that up with Councillor Andrews at some stage in the next week. Okay.
Okay, that's another one for his to-do list. Okay. All right. So we move. Sorry. Who was that looking? Declan?
Just in that same vein, Marie, we are that. I know I had asked Johnny to try and expedite the procurement of the MacPack or the MacPack replacement, because that was the one given the most problems, and it was causing the most, fallback for the bigger vehicles having to access smaller areas, and it was really very disruptive. So I asked at the time for that to be given priority. So it's just to follow up on that to make sure that's going to happen.
Sure, I will get that picked up separately with Mr. McAteer.
Okay, so that's item number 9. Okay, we move on then to item number 10, which is the planning section, local development plan. We'll go through the minutes for accuracy. Page 1. Okay, we have a proposer.
Councillor McAteer.
Councillor McAteer. Yeah, seconder. If somebody's at that meeting, please. Councillor
O'Hare.
Okay. Okay, any matters arising?
No.
Okay. Items number 11 through until item number 14 are relating to correspondence. Are there any issues, matters arising from the correspondence any members want to raise? If you can let me know which item it is. Okay.
Lewis has a question.
Councillor, you receive a question, yeah. What item is it related to?
Chair, thank you. It's on item 11 there, please.
11, that's a letter from the Department of Justice, releasing the Precinct Board. Yes, go ahead.
Chair, on the PCSP, we're currently down 2 independent members, and we don't have any more within the reserve pool. I see that they're not, or that the Policing Board's not proposing to run that until 2023, would there be a way that our council could be seen as a special case to try to replenish those members?
Yeah, as somebody who's just come off the PCSP, I understand where you're coming from on that. We do appear to have a dearth there. Marie, do you want to come back on that, or is it something that could be referred through PCSP?
Yeah, sure, we'll refer it through PCSP, so we will pick it up then separately with Councillor Lewis, because probably is a matter for PCSP.
Yeah, that's grand. Thanks very much, Marie. Thank you.
Well, listen, valid question. Thanks very much, Alan. And Henry, you have a comment. What is relation to? What's your item? Councillor Riley?
To do with the Police Community Safety Partnership. I was just wondering, Chairman, the speed indicators.
Yes.
There's still a lot of demand for those in various areas, and they're not terribly expensive. Can somebody explain how we actually go about purchasing those? Because if we could get more of them, I know they'd be appreciated within the community, because they do make people think. And if you can reduce speed, and it improves everything, safe road safety and everything. So if I can get an explanation as to how they are purchased, because I've said it before, every village in County Louth has one, whereas up here they're like hen's teeth.
I know there is a significant list, and as I say, I've just come off the PCSP myself, and I was responsible, along with a number of other councillors and independent members, of getting a number of these located, particularly near schools and areas where there were potential threats in rural parts of the new EDEA and beyond. And you know, that's all handled through the PCSP. But Marie, you can maybe clarify that if you.
Yeah, Chair, it's not an item that's on the agenda, so we can get it picked up separately by PCSP.
PCSP, I get PCSP. We'll come back to you on that, Henry, if that's okay.
Okay, thank you, Chairman. Right.
It's fairly straightforward, but I'm sure they're going to advise you. Okay, Catherine, Councillor Owen.
Chair, I was just going to come in just to say to Henry, if that's okay. Through yourself, Chair, I'm on the PCSP and I'm on the SID committee. So if Henry wants to, you know, give me a bell, if that's helpful, then I can try and sort of bring him up to speed and maybe take anything forward for him.
Wait, so, that's very
helpful. If that's helpful.
You first hand experience of that, so very useful. Henry, you happy enough with that?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay.
Can we just get a proposer and seconder to note that correspondence?
Can I need a proposer and seconder to note the correspondence?
Can you put it in the chat? It makes it easier for us. So we have a proposer from Councillor Mcateer and Councillor Sharvin seconding. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments or anything? No. Okay, folks. I don't believe there's any other business, so that draws the meeting to a close. Okay. So enjoy what's left of your summer, folks. I'm sure if you're having a break, enjoy it. Okay.
Thank you, Chairman.
Yes, Henry.
Can I just thank you for the way you chaired this meeting? It's actually refreshing that people are allowed to actually speak on many issues. You've been a gentleman, and I think you're making a very, very worthy chairman. So thank you very, very much.
Thanks very much.
I second that as well, Michael, 100%.
Flattery getting everywhere with me, Henry.